Now, moving on, and Loophead Lighthouse is listed as one of the great lighthouses of Ireland, and it's reopened for the 2017 season. Over 27,000 people visited Loophead Lighthouse last summer, delivering around €2 million or thereabouts to the local economy. The lighthouse is managed by Clare County Council in conjunction with the Commissioner of Irish Lights, and our own Pat Flynn went west to learn more about the iconic and historic lighthouse.
Shift to shore, do you read me anymore? This line is bad and fading. Ship to shore, answer my call. Send me a signal, a beacon to bring me home.
The most westerly point in County Clare is Loophead, where there has been a lighthouse in 1670. The original light was in fact a coal-burning brazier on the roof of a cottage where the lightkeeper lived. That old cottage can still be seen on the site today. The first tower lighthouse was built in 1802 and replaced with a new tower in 1854. The lighthouse was converted to electric operation in 1971 and was automated 20 years later. In 2011, the lighthouse was opened to the public for the first time, but remains in the care of an attendant and is operated by the Commissioners of Irish Lights. So why, after so many decades of being out of bounds to the public, was this magnificent lighthouse finally opened up? Supervisor and tour guide Martin Cleason explains.
6 years ago, Gabriel Keaton, local councillor, put it to Clare County Council to actually have it open as a tourist attraction. And luckily, Clare County Council ran with the idea and opened it to the public. So this is our 6 year going, and people are really fascinated by lighthouses, and they love to get in, get up to the top, have a look at the mechanisms, and certainly have a look at the view from the balcony.
Why did Gabriel Keating want to see the tower open to the public?
Well, I suppose if I go back to my youth, as a youngster growing up in Cross, the August weekend especially, you see hundreds of cars going west to the lighthouse. And in fact, we used to count the cars. And they turn around and come over, bar a few of them might stop for a drink. As I grew up then, I became a community activist, involved in all things in the parish, from the GAA to whatever. And the one thing that always bugged me was, why weren't the gates of the lighthouse opened?
Gabriel Keating eventually got his chance to see that the lighthouse would be opened to the public. He was approached and asked to put himself forward for the local elections in 2009. And after winning a seat, he wasted no time putting his plan to the council.
On being elected, my first motion was that Clare County Council would talk to the Commissioner of Irish Lights with a view to opening the lighthouse, Loophead Lighthouse, as a visitor centre. My very first motion on the floor of Clare County Council. And I got all party support. It was accepted unanimously. And my next move was to organise a group of people to travel to Hookhead Lighthouse to see their visitor centre, to see what could we do that they had done and do the thing right, in other words. We had a great look around, and of course we were impressed with what we saw in Hookhead. It's a marvellous centre. And on the way out, Councillor PJ Kelly never stuck for a word. Yeah. He tapped me on the shoulder and he said, "Gabriel, you're on a winner." And so we were. We got them to open the lighthouse. They did it as a pilot scheme for 6 weeks. It was an outstanding success. I met no opposition anywhere. It was amazing. There was no one said, "You can't do this, it can't be done." Of course, I was a new councillor and people were saying, "Where's this fella coming from Cross with these ideas? What's all this about? We'll have to look into this and support him." And they did. They did. Of course, I had a late vocation to the council. I didn't go until 2009. I believe that when you join somewhere like the county council, you should have something to offer.
Good morning, everyone. You're all very welcome to Loophead. Loophead, known in Irish as Ceann Léama, which translated means the head of the leap.
So what's the big attraction of lighthouses? Martin Gleeson.
The big attraction of the lighthouse, I think, is their location, number one, because they're always in isolated places. There's a great romantic attraction to lighthouses, and of course the flash actually attracts people to them. And people, for some reason or another, are absolutely fascinated with lighthouses. And of course they couldn't get into lighthouses up to some years ago when the Commissioners of Irish Lights agreed to open some of them to the public. For me, I suppose the big attraction is the way that the weather changes so often. You know, every tour we do is different. Every time we come up here onto the balcony, we're seeing different things. You know, the light, the wind, everything. It's such a fascination, and it changes regularly. You know, one minute we could see Kerry, the next tour we mightn't see it at all. You know, the mist or fog might have come in. And I suppose the other big attraction is meeting people. You know, we're meeting people from every country in the world, and that's literally true, every country.
While Martin Gleeson is one of the tour guides at Loophead, there is also a full-time lighthouse attendant. Tom McInerney has been doing the job for the past 17 years. What does the attendant do?
The attendant is responsible for look after the station. It is a station, it's classed as a station. Very important nowadays. Apart from the light, the navigation light, there's also a radio navigation service, which is DGPS, Differential Global Positioning System, which is one of the three services in Ireland, Tory Island, Loophead Lighthouse and Mizzenhead in Cork. And they in turn are joined up with the UK system. The tower wasn't here originally. The original building, which still stands, is just there at our back, which was a coal-burning fire, a brazier, and the dwellings, which is still part of that old building, which come back to 1670.
So it was actually a fire, literally it was a fire. The ships were watching.
One of four in Ireland at that time, I think. This is the second tower, second lighthouse, as we'll class it. The first one was just to the right of this one. That was just there for about 50 years, I think, or less than 50 years. And the second was built, which is the present structure.
The lighthouse attracted over 27,000 visitors during the 2016 season, and the benefits are felt over a wide area, as Gabriel Keating explains.
From the ferry to the Bell Bridge, that is the area that benefits, and I think it's worth 2.1 million to the economy at the moment, what we're doing. And you have, not alone have you 8 full-time people working here for the 6 months. You have 40 people working in the area now. They're in bars, they're in B&Bs, they're in hotels. There's a major benefit to the wider area. And no matter where I go now, and I go to different meetings and conferences, and people say, we were back in your place, we were back in Kilbaha, we were at the lighthouse. People talk about it. It's Ireland's newest tourist attraction. And we'll have up to 27,000 to 30,000 people visiting this year. Of course, it's a marvellous attraction. People love lighthouses. Certain people do, and they come to visit, and people come back. And of course, not alone have you the lighthouse here, but you have the Shannon on your left here, as you can see, the Atlantic on the right, and we have a walk right around outside the walls, a beautiful walk.
The majority of those who visit Loophead Lighthouse come from Germany, but as Tom McInerney told me, they come from far and wide.
From all over the world, Australia, New Zealand, China, Japan. But the biggest, of course, the biggest numbers that come in are Germans and Americans.
And you would agree that it's a good thing now that another lighthouse in Ireland has been, Hookhead, of course, has been open for a while.
There's quite a number of them now in Northern Ireland in particular. It's good for the commissioners. They're also getting some tourists come into their lighthouses, which is, you know, very good.
It would also be a shame, of course, to leave it locked away.
Oh, it would be a terrible shame, yes.
Today, Martin Gleeson is leading a tour of German visitors and explain to them how the lenses rotate.
Originally, those lenses were driven by mechanical or clockwork means, where a weight went down the centre column there, which is hollow and is made of timber. It took 1 hour for the weight to go from the top down to the ground. That meant that the lighthouse keepers, and there was always 3 lighthouse keepers on at any given time, that meant that they had to crank or wind the system every hour to ensure they kept rotating. And they had to do that up to 1971, when electricity was brought here. Then they changed the old mechanical system over to an electric motor. The light in 1971 was a paraffin burning light, So obviously they'll change that over to bulbs. The one good thing when they did the changeover was they left the old mechanical system in place. And you can see that when you get to the top of the stairs. It's a fabulous piece of equipment. It's brass and steel cogs and wheels. Okay, one more flight to go. So let's do it and let's go out onto the balcony.
The light signature from Loophead Lighthouse comprises four flashes every 20 seconds, and this is unique to the lighthouse and easily identifies it to shipping. Martin Gleeson explains.
If you look in through the glass here, you'll notice the unit as it rotates. It's made up of four lenses and four blanked out panels. Now, as you know, lighthouses flash. Possibly that's what attracts us to them. This is how the flash is actually created. The light stays constant, and as the unit rotates, you get light, then you get blank panels, then light again. So on a continuous rotation, you get four flashes every 20 seconds, and that would be unique to Loophead Lighthouse. No other lighthouse would have that flashing sequence. It's almost like the DNA of a lighthouse. You know, this is how they recognise one lighthouse from another. Just suppose there was a ship out there that wanted to get their bearings and they saw four flashes every 20 seconds, they would recognise that that was Loophead. They were then able to go to their charts, chart their course, continue on their voyage. Very simple, very effective.
Those working at Loophead are delighted that after so many years of people being turned away at the gates, the public can now visit the historic lighthouse. They also believe it's a great addition to the tourism product of County Clare.
Yes, of course it is. It was one of the things we often have people coming here and they say, we came here years ago and it was always locked. We couldn't get in. And it's like a big release that people can actually come in. It's like the chain's been thrown away and they can actually come in, walk around, look up to the lighthouse and then actually come up and have a stand here on the balcony and just gaze around at the fantastic scenery. And the air, of course, is... it's the best air in Europe.
A big thanks to Pat Flynn for that particular report and for one and all for speaking with him as well there. With regards to Loophead Lighthouse, we'll be staying on the subject of Loophead next. We're back with more on Morning Focus in a moment.
Clare FM's Morning Focus, the voice of the Banner County.